really, who didn't show up to the Al Smith dinner? Kamala Harris. First time the Democrat candidate has not showed up to the Al Smith dinner since 1984. And that's when Reagan defeated Mondale in a landslide. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying that was the last time. Maybe it's Harris that's too tired. Maybe it's Harris that's exhausted. Maybe it's Harris that's pulling her hair out and bashing her head into the wall after a disastrous interview with Bret Baier. And I'm not even going to play that weird deal that they did with her and Molly Shannon and videoed it into the dinner. It was just, you want to talk about weird. It wasn't funny. It was just stupid. It's just like everything else they do. It's totally forced, totally inorganic. It's like alien. I mean, it's like these are aliens. But don't you see, it's all a game. They know everything they say about Trump is a lie. They know all it's all just politics. It's all just power. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Speaking of dodging debates, though, the New Mexico congressional seat number 2, the Democrat decided he's going to no-show for the debate. Isn't that nice? Clip 13.
Tonight we hoped to bring you a debate for the 2nd congressional district seat. You know, 2 years ago, we hosted the only televised debate for what's often been known as the Southern New Mexico seat. Well, this year, after months of back and forth, the campaigns of Democratic Representative Gabe Vasquez and Republican former Representative Yvette Harrell just couldn't agree on a date. We decided we'll set a date. That's tonight. Representative Vasquez's campaign declined our offer.
Not interested, the Democrat gave Gabe Vasquez. Not interested. I was getting to this point earlier. I got off track. Trump is coming to Austin, apparently, and he's going to be doing, well, certainly he's on record. He's going to be doing a podcast with the Undertaker of WWF, WWE fame on his 6 Feet Under podcast. That's going to be great. And then the word is he's going to go on Rogan as well. The word was Harris was going to go on Rogan. I don't think that's going to happen. If she can't do 30 minutes with Bret Baier, you think she can do 3 hours with Joe Rogan? So the rumor is Trump will do Rogan, and he might be doing it in this same tour through Austin where he's going on with The Undertaker. So you got that going on. And you've got Elon Musk, who's campaigning for Donald Trump in Pennsylvania, and he'll be doing a series of these events. And CNN is having a total meltdown because he's getting huge audience numbers, not just live, but also on social media. And he's telling it like it is. He's telling the truth like this in clip 11.
All right, new this morning, people pouring over the words from Elon Musk, the richest person in the world, who seemed to promote election lies and other falsehoods while stumping for Donald Trump at a solo town hall in Pennsylvania. CNN's Marshall Cohen here to explain. Good morning, Marshall.
John, good morning to you. Elon Musk, on his social media platform almost every single day, promotes election disinformation, but he took his show on the road last night for this first solo town hall on behalf of Trump, promoting Trump's campaign, where he brought up some of these 2020 conspiracy theories. I'll play for you a clip of what he said, but do not believe everything you hear. We will fact check it after the clip. Take a listen.
When you have mail-in ballots and no sort of proof of citizenship, it becomes almost impossible to prove cheating is the issue. There are some very strange things that happen that are statistically incredibly unlikely. There's always a sort of question of, like, say, the Dominion voting machines. It is weird that I think they're used in Philadelphia and in Maricopa County, but not in a lot of other places. Doesn't that seem like a heck of a coincidence?
All right, so there's three things here that I want to break down for you. Number one, he said with mail-in ballots, it's almost impossible to find fraud. That's completely false. All the experts I speak to say the systems are in place. There are plenty of safeguards. It's actually
plenty of them.
Pretty easy to find fraud, and fraud is extremely rare.
Of course,
ballots are paper trails. There's barcodes. Everything there is verified. Number two, he said Dominion machines were in Maricopa and Philadelphia. So that's Phoenix and Philadelphia. Well, they were in Maricopa, but Dominion was not in Philadelphia, period. So he just got that one wrong. And number three, regardless of where there were Dominion machines, the results were accurate. Democratic and Republican officials from Phoenix.
Yes, as long as the Democrat wins, then they're always accurate. All right. Get the Q-tip off the stage there. You have to understand the psychology of these people to understand how and why they operate like they do. It's an unspoken understanding. It's an unspoken pact. It's an unspoken agreement. They don't have to call each other up and say, hey, we need to say this. We need to do this. We need to attract Trump on this. We need to protect the mail-in vote. We need to keep the voting machines. They don't have to call each other up and communicate these issues. They all inherently know it. And in their own minds, they justify lying, cheating, and stealing. That's why they call you racists. That's why they call you bigots. That's why they call you Nazis. That's why they call you traitors, a threat to the republic, a threat to democracy, whatever it is, because then that's their justification in their own minds. So they, in their own minds, depict you, whether they believe it or not, it doesn't matter. It's all this. It's all these mental gymnastics. It's all this psychological game that they play with themselves. So they convince themselves that you're the worst person ever, and then they know what has to be done to defeat you, and they justify it saying, yes, we will have to lie, cheat, and steal to defeat these people, but it's a good thing because they're Nazis. So yeah, I mean, voting machines are a problem, but let's not talk about that right now. We need to defeat these people. Yeah, mail-in ballots are ripe with fraud, and we get rid of voter ID, and we get rid of voter signature verification, but let's just say that it's totally good to go. It's totally legit, and we have all kinds of mechanisms to make sure there's no fraud. Let's just say that, yeah. Because we got to defeat these Nazis. We got to defeat these bigots. We got to defeat these racists. We got to defeat these misogynists, these sexists. We got to defeat them. So it's this unspoken agreement, and they're all channeled into this energy. They're all channeled into this psychology. So, yeah, they have no shame. They're all in on it. So they'll try to intimidate you, specifically in Pennsylvania. Trump supporters in Pennsylvania targeted with threatening letters from the radical left. Your visible support of Trump comes with a price. You put a Trump yard sign in your front yard, and then these leftists send you threatening letters. Because they're so loving, don't you know? They'd beat you to death with their politics. Now, we played that clip of Kamala yesterday, the complete just mumbo jumbo about you can't even get a photocopy of an ID. I don't even know. I mean, it was just complete nonsense. You already have Antonio Brown, who was a famous Pittsburgh Steeler. He's going to be campaigning and registering people to vote at the Steelers game this Sunday night. And then you have Le'Veon Bell, who was also a famous Pittsburgh Steeler running back. He posted that Kamala Harris video on his X account and is laughing at her. I mean, this woman is a joke. This woman is a laughingstock. You have Pittsburgh Steelers players coming out against Kamala Harris. Maybe the Philadelphia players are a little too nervous too, but I don't really think they're big Kamala supporters either. A lot of Christians on that team. A lot of former players that are Christians. But that's, you know, they don't know. They might not want to deal with that. And so there's this back and forth now with ratings. Who's getting better ratings? Well, the Kamala Harris headquarters is bragging that 7 million people watched the Fox News interview. Really, that's because Fox News has the biggest audience in cable news. And the other reason for that is it's the same reason why, you know, if you post a video of a car crash or a train crash or a plane crash on the internet, it gets millions of views. People like watching crashes. And so, yeah, the Kamala Harris interview is basically a car crash. It was also on in prime time. And then they say the Trump interview only had 3 million viewers. Well, the Trump is doing so many interviews now, it's kind of like old hat. Plus, Trump was not on during prime time. He was during daytime when there's a lot less viewers, usually less than half the viewers. So none of that adds up. But I'm glad 7 million people saw Kamala Harris's train wreck. But then there's the social media numbers. The Harris live rally had 120,000 viewers. The Elon Musk, he's not even running. So Harris running for president, 120,000 views. Elon Musk campaigning for Trump, 6.6 million views. So really, no, Harris, you're not winning the ratings battle.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus, but as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The InfoWars system